So we're going to talk a little bit about cervical cancer screening rates in the federally qualified health center. I wanted to first do my disclosure statements that I don't have any financial relationship to disclose. And also the views expressed in this research that I'm about to share with you are those of the authors and not necessarily reflective of the official policies of the U.S. Departments of Health and Human Services or the Health Resources and Services Administration where I work. So I don't know if folks here are familiar with community health centers, but if you are, let me indulge just a couple of slides in talking about our primary care mission and strategy. I think we've tried to use the last couple years to help communicate that strategy in a very sort of clear, articulate way, and that we're very proud of the mission that the community health centers serve across the country. So our mission is improving the health of the nation's underserved communities and vulnerable populations by assuring access to comprehensive, culturally competent, and quality primary health care services. We see our work in these four major overarching areas: increased access to primary health care services, modernized primary care infrastructure and delivery system, improve health outcomes and health equity, and promote performance-driven, innovative organizations. We operationalize these strategies by the following goals. I think, you know, I've had the opportunity recently to talk to folks about our strategies and our goals, and people have said, wow, you know, you have been able to say, these are the things that we're gonna strive towards. And so, you know, we wanna be able to share that with the public on where we're taking the health center in the next couple of years. So increasing access, what do we mean by that? Increasing the number of patients served. In 2014, we've served 22.9 million patients. I think we're around 24 million around this time of year, and we're continuing to be able to bring additional services to the patients, and we want patients to receive services at health centers and perceive health centers as the provider of choice in their community. We also want to increase the percentage of patients served in existing service areas that the health centers have coverage over, and also increase the percentage of low-income communities served by health centers. In terms of modernizing infrastructure, what we're trying to operationalize in terms of goals is that we want to increase the percentage of health centers that report UDS data using EHR. Those of you that raise your hands that know about our health centers know that, you know, we have invested quite a bit in health IT infrastructure within the health center, and we are very, very much looking forward to harnessing the data within those EHR systems to be able to look at population health goals for our health centers. Increasing the percentage of health centers reaching stage two meaningful use standards. We have gradually been shifting our clinical measures to e-specified measures around in the community health centers. And so really helping folks move towards that in the years ahead. And then something that's sort of in Dr. Norris's presentation, she talked about the fact that patient-centered medical home is within my purview within my division, and that is that goal of increasing percentage of health center with patient-centered medical home at all sites of the health center. So some of you may know the delivery sites that we have is just, I think, above 9,000 primary care delivery sites right now that we fund across the country. And then we also want to increase the percentage of health centers with modernized facilities. In terms of improving health outcome, the three goals that we've listed there: increasing the percentage of health centers exceeding Healthy People 2020 goal, the cervical cancer screening goal that we, or cervical cancer screening rates are something that we benchmark against the Healthy People 2020, which I'll share with you today. Also, increasing the percentage of health centers improving performance on quality measures, and then increasing the percentage of health centers that provide integrated care. In terms of promoting performance-driven culture, we want to increase the use of enabling services at health centers because we know those wraparound services are very important to our patients. We also want to increase the number of health centers utilizing team-based practice model, providing that care-coordinated primary care. And then also we want to increase the use of health center data to drive program performance and compliance. So just to give you a little update of where health centers are in terms of modernizing infrastructure and delivery system, 98% of the health centers have adopted electronic health record. We're incredibly proud of that. 69% as of July 1 of 2015, health centers have received patient-centered medical home recognition. And then nearly 25% of the health center sites have improved through capital investment. However, our commitment to these areas continues. So we continue to invest and award, expand, enhance the patient-centered medical home model that's being delivered at our health centers, as well as we award to increase meaningful use of health IT and facilitate health information exchange. We produce this map, it's small, but it is patient-centered medical home recognition across the country by state level. This is something that we do quarterly to reach out to our state arm of our technical assistance through Primary Care Association to let them know where they're what's their status in terms of patient-centered medical home recognition. And so, you know, we'll nudge California here a little bit. I don't know if anybody's from California, 58%. I think in 2013, we were looking at 34%. So we're really delighted to see 58% of the California health centers, you know, with patient-centered medical home recognition. I think those, I don't know if anybody's from Vermont, you know, those that are in the deep green, you know, are those that are, you know, 89% and above. And we're just very, very, very delighted to see the commitment from health centers going through this patient-centered medical transformation. So the next steps for patient-centered medical recognition is that, you know, people have been telling me recognition is not transformation. So we are going full force again with what that transformation will look like. We want to encourage team-based care, integration of care, patient engagement. We want to engage with the medical neighborhood through that really, really robust care coordination. And we want to build community partnership, which our health centers are very, very good at doing already, to address those social determinants of health around housing, nutrition, education, social services, aging, disability supports, and transportation. So here is where the health centers have been in terms of cervical cancer screening rate as we transition into the talk at hand. So the Healthy People 2020 baseline was 84.3%, and the goal is 93% in 2020. As you'll see, the dotted line on top and then the bars on the bottom of the health centers are holding steady around, 57, 56%. So one of my missions here today is also to seek those of you sitting in the audience that have strategies that would help our health centers improve upon that measure. I do want to say that the Healthy People 2020 is benchmarked against the National Health Interview Survey, which is a self-report. For our health centers, you know, when they have to report on their cervical cancer screening number, we expect that the lab test that they sent out has a loop back into the EHR system in order to capture that data. So the lift and the reporting for health centers to get cervical cancer screening rate is a much, much higher lift. But I think regardless, we want to still be able to figure out what are some of the challenges and opportunities happening on the ground where as a federal agency, we can come in and help support that. So I see there's many, many opportunities to be able to do it. So I want to just first talk about sort of the patient-centered medical home definition at my bureau within HRSA and the investments that we have made in patient-centered medical home. So in terms of the recognition bodies that we accept at this point, the first one is Accreditation Association for Ambulatory Healthcare, or AAAHC. The National Committee on Quality Assurance, or NCQA, some of you may be very familiar with that. The Joint Commission, which is the ambulatory accreditation entity. And then we have two state initiatives that's part of our PCMH definition, Minnesota and Oregon. If you have questions about that, this definition existed before I joined our bureau. So, what I understand is that when we did the crosswalk between those state standards, that it was very, very comparable to the national standards at that time. So what is the level of commitment that our bureau has committed to a patient-centered medical home? It started in fiscal year 2011 with a quality improvement award of $35 million. I come from the children's special healthcare needs world. I've never, ever seen this kind of investment in patient-centered medical home. Immediately following in the fiscal year 2012, we funded a quality improvement patient-centered medical home initiative that tied itself to cervical cancer screening outcomes. And that was another $44 million investment. And then in the past years, we've said if you're a health center and you've attained patient-centered medical recognition, we are going to incentivize you for the hard work that you've done to achieve recognition. So we were able to do two rounds of recognition award. I personally had my team crunched the data in this pivotal summer month to put out these awards, and they don't have any strings attached. So what we've heard from the field is that these recognition awards has allowed us to do quality improvement activities for all my patients and not just for those that are on certain health plans. So that's what we want to hear. We want to be able to support health centers in supporting all of the patients that they serve there, patient-centered medical home. Okay. So research objective, just let me lay the groundwork for this. So I mentioned to you that in fiscal year 2012, we had provided this one-year funding to improve clinical quality through patient-centered medical home transformation to support cervical cancer screening for health center patients. You know, the goal of the primary care patient-centered medical home model is really supports that enhanced coordination and increased access to after-hours coverage on treating patients in that holistic approach to health. And engaging patients in directing their own care. So what our study embarked on doing was to describe the outcomes of cervical cancer screening rates and the PSMA transformation in health centers. So our hypothesis is that the receipt of this funding, not all health centers receive this funding, about 800 out of 1,200 some health centers receive this funding, that if they received the funding, it would have led increases into cervical cancer screening rates and PCMH recognition percentages. And then the data source that we use was both the final report and the PCMH recognition data from 2013 to 2014. I want to acknowledge my MPH intern that is in the room who did analysis. And then the analytical approach, we looked both at univariate analysis as well as a parasample t-test to look at pre and post cervical cancer screening percentages from the supplement. Okay, so the results. So the blue bars are the 2011 cervical cancer screening rate that was reported in our annual reporting system. Some of you may be familiar with the acronym UDS, or Uniform Data System. And then the red bars are the FY12 cervical cancer screening rate that were reported in the final report. As you'll see, the paired t-test p-values were highly significant. And we were very, very much interested in the shift of those that, you know, when we looked at the data, there was a population of folks that were in the 60 to 79% inching towards that healthy people 2020 goal. And so we were very, very, very happy to see that we could help support health centers in moving towards a healthy people 2020 goal with such an investment. We looked at the percentage of health centers that submitted or attained patient-centered medical home. I don't think it'll be a surprise to folks on the ground, but a significant portion of them, 73%, pursued the NCQA, PCMH recognition. We just had 11% of those that received funds that didn't receive any recognition at all. And then the Joint Commission was the second most at 10%. In terms of the PCMH recognition percentages, we saw a huge jump from 18% to 76.2% in the funded cohort. So we see this as a process in which, you know, giving health centers dedicated funds to PCMH transformation and obtaining PCMH recognition allowed folks to have both the resources and staff, dedicated staff time to be able to contribute towards this effort. We also asked the health centers to tell us which domains, and we used sort of the NCQA domains to see where they were focusing their energy throughout this one-year supplement period. And I want to say that, you know, the folks, the domains that rose to the top were the second domain, identifying and managing patient populations, tracking, coordinating care, measure and improve performance. I think the tracking and coordinating care is very, very connected to cervical cancer screening because there's that test and then follow-up and capturing that data into the EHR system. And so I think these are very, very in alignment with some of the goals that they were trying to do through their funding. And then I think the other piece of maybe somewhere where the other domains and rise to the top is that health centers were already doing really, really well in domain one. We're talking about enhancing access and continuity. So a lot of health centers were already doing after-hours coverage. They were already providing culturally competent care there. And then in terms of, you know, domain three, plan and manage care, a lot of them were doing care management and things like e-prescribing using the EHR system infrastructure support that we had provided earlier on. So we're delighted to see that. I think in terms of discussion, first is the positive outcomes observed in cervical cancer rate and the PSMA transformation among the majority of health centers. We feel that, you know, we put the money out there, but it is the hard work of the folks that at, on the ground that helps us see all these wonderful results. And we applaud the health center community for really rallying up, with this funding opportunity. And then the findings suggest that initiatives focused on a single clinical quality measure coupled with patient-centered medical transformation can lead to significant quality improvement. I think, you know, we've steered away from focusing on one clinical quality improvement measure because we, as health centers, we have to care about all of the measures that that they report and we're held accountable for. But I think this provides some evidence of, you know, focused energy, focused investment can lead to really impactful results. So this is the message that I've carried forward to our senior leadership. In future activities, can we hone in on a couple of clinical outcome measures and really support the continuous quality improvement for those particular measure? And then I think, you know, I think we all have to conclude with that future research is needed to investigate the impact of PSMA transformation on other preventative screening and chronic disease managements for patients receiving care in the health centers. Thank you.